Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hi.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about ROI, return on investment, expectations in the land business. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Cool. Chad asked, my first mailer was mailed out from Letterstream on June 12th. Today is the 2-week mark and there have not been any phone calls or emails coming in yet. I'm worried I may have done something wrong. How long after your mailers go out do you normally start getting calls or emails about your offers? I'm just excited and anxious to get this business off the ground. Even an angry call would make me happy right now.
Oh,
LOL.
I can arrange that.
Right? At least then I would know my offers made it out there to them. Any guidance or comments are much appreciated. Thanks in advance.
Well, Chad, you nailed it. I mean, you nailed it. You're going to get an angry call anytime. Like I said yesterday, we looked through a long list of questions that Jill and I get. And I try to pick the toughest ones. The ones that are coming from skeptics or you know, we don't need a...
Or just they need help.
Surround
Does this
ourselves
really work?
With a bunch of thank you notes, you know. Mm-hmm. So what you're feeling is very, very, very typical. It actually happened to me. It happened to Jill. It happens to everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, your first time, you just wonder what the heck... Like, you second guess yourself, right? Like, mm-hmm. Did I do it right? Did I miss something? Well, here's the mechanics of it, and then I'll address the psychological piece of it after that, if Jill can stay awake. The mechanics is that you send you get your mail merge done, probably through offers to owners, and when it's the second that you submit it to Letterstream, they either send it out that day in the mail or the next day. And now here's the catch. The post office is a government institution, so it's very unpredictable and it's inconsistent. And if you send mailers out to a place like Illinois, it's going to take three times as long. If you send it out to the local county that you live in and you dropped it off at that letter stream, put it at that post office, that local post office, it's going to happen that day. So there's a big, huge variance. To directly answer your questions, 2 weeks is not unheard of at all. Around 3 weeks to 4 weeks is when you're going to start to get some real angry calls, followed by a bunch of calls that are saying, that's just kind of interesting. And then about 6 weeks, you're going to start getting less signed offers back if you price it right.
And you sent enough.
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah. If you sent 15 letters out, I will confirm your worst fear.
Yeah. And you hand wrote them.
Right. 1,500 is what you want to send out a month. Mm-hmm. So I think that answers the mechanics piece of it. The psychological piece is, you know, that what your experience is the reason that there's 100,000 listeners in this show and about 500 members, because people don't have what you have. They don't have the let's call it chutzpah on this Rated G show.
Chutzpah?
They don't have the...
I know.
What does the number three kid call? Huevos. You don't have the huevos, then don't get on the surfboard. You had the huevos to take it to this point, so you're going to be fine. I've only had two situations, exactly two, that got back to me where people got stumped on a mailer, and they called me and said, I got stumped on a mailer. It's been 6 weeks. I didn't hear anything back. Or I got one signed offer back, and I didn't want to buy it. Mm-hmm. In both cases, it had to do with pricing. So
I have those that they did them all wrong and they still got juice out of it. And right. We laugh about it. They're like, you know, I went way, you know, high or way low or something. And there's still some juice that they've got out of it because you got someone calling you back that wants to sell.
Right. So, I mean, you're not going to send out. It's the equivalent of, let's say you want to buy office buildings and you pick lower Manhattan, New York, and you send out every property and you offer them $1,500 for their office building. Mm-hmm. All right, that's just silly.
Right, I'm not going to do that.
You know, or you send out an offer for every 40-acre property in Nevada for $25 an acre. It's silly. Mm-hmm. Some people do that and they wonder why it doesn't work. So there's a huge, if you get into our group and get into the education that we provide, I tell you exactly how to run through the mathematical process of pricing an offer so that it works. Mm-hmm. And it has to do with existing sales, not completed sales, but what's posted for sale, you know, in existing on the market. Mm-hmm. And then working your way down from there. So Chad's a member. I can see you here right now.
I have
I'm sure you did it right.
Oh, I know. I have a thought to add too for our listeners. If they really want to see like the follow-up, go into landinvestors.com. It's free. Get an account there and just sign up, and you can watch these comments and watch. You can see Chad follow up, and you can see the people follow up, and I'm willing to bet that there's probably a posting from, you know, a week or two after that, where because there's a lot of these stories like this in there that say, "Oop, I'm now eating my."
Sorry for the post. I just bought a strip mall.
And my phone blew up.
Yeah.
You know, kind of thing, and that's what happens, and it's really fun to watch. So,
if you have a question or you want to be in the show, reach out to either one of us on landinvestors.com. Today's topic, what to expect from a return on investment standpoint when you're a real estate investor, ROI expectations. Jill, get out your nail polish.
Okay, I'll be back.
This is the meat of the show. This came from a direct question on our Thursday weekly call. Every Thursday, Jill and I have a weekly call, a weekly webinar, at zoom.com. If you go to landinvestors.com, it's free. You just log in and you can listen to it.
It's open
questions.
To the public for right now. It's normally a member thing, but now it's open.
This question came from a guy in Massachusetts. His name is Michael, and he's extremely intelligent. And he's doing very, very, very well in this business. He's only been doing it probably 6 months. In fact, like Chad, he was really skeptical. He called me 2 weeks after his first mailer out and said, "This is ridiculous. It doesn't work." And now he's turning how many deals? Mm-hmm. He's a very vocal member, which we like.
Oh, yeah. Big deals, too.
Right.
Yeah.
So his question directly was, given the concept of the velocity of money, right? You take $1,000, and if you can turn it 50 times a minute, it's way better than, you know, buying a piece of property for $5,000 and selling it for $25,000, but it takes a year, right? It's the velocity of money. So given that, should you sell on cash? Should you sell on terms? What's the best way to utilize, you know, the velocity of money? What can you expect from a return on investment, in other words? And here, I can tell you, I'm going to tell you historically what happens with Jill and I and the stuff that we work on now and why. So about 6 months ago, I looked at the purchase price and the sale price, and I took all the fees out, posting fees and everything else and overhead expenses and fixed costs and all that. And what we purchased it for and what we sold it for, you know, was 64%. We marked it up 64%. So if we bought it for $100, we sold it for $164. Or if we bought it for $100,000, we sold it for $164,000. This is land only. This isn't houses. That's what you can expect if you're doing things generally correctly. This is what we do now. We buy a ranch in, let's say, Santa Barbara County, what we call a movie star ranch, for $700,000 or $800,000. We sell it for, I don't know, Jill, 900.
Nine, that's what I was going to say.
We make 100 grand on it. Uh-huh. Now it's more about, for us, it's about dollars, not percentages.
Right.
And then the person that buys it from us, usually they list it and do the whole regular real estate thing and sell it for 1.6, 1.7. We always make sure that our customers, our wholesale buyers that we have on an A-list, make more money than we do, so they keep coming back. Mm-hmm. So from an ROI standpoint, if I round those numbers out, you know, now we're looking at maybe 10 to 15%, mm-hmm. which is not a lot, you know, but we don't put any money in.
Right.
Not even a dollar. We have money partners for that, for those kinds of deals. So what's your ROI on zero?
Right.
On zero investment. It's pretty darn high. You can't calculate it. It's so high. Mm-hmm. So ROI is really important. Let's look at some other industries just in 30 seconds. And what does Walmart make? Less than 3%. Grocery stores, 1%. A good manufacturing facility will make, that's doing everything right, will maybe make 20%. Maybe.
What's Costco? Because I know you looked it up.
Costco is zero.
Oh. Oh, because it's the membership.
Intentionally.
Okay.
Yeah, they mark the stuff up just to cover their costs, and then
it's the membership.
It's the membership fees, the annual membership fees, where they make money. I don't know what the margins are on that.
Got it.
It'd be easy to find out. So all that boils down to this, and here's the takeaway from this episode. Forget about ROI. Just let's get back to real simple basic stuff. Buy a piece of land, really rural acreage, and double your money. Mark it up 100%, and sell it as fast as you can, and keep doing it. Once in a while, you get some property in that's pretty high quality, sell it on terms. You buy it for $4,000, $8,000, sell it for $20,000, $500 down, $200 a month. The ROI percentages on that, when you calculate it all out, exceed four digits. That's about 1,000% return on your initial investment or more. So there's no real bad way to calculate this unless you make bad acquisition decisions. That's the real takeaway that I'm getting at. You know, if you ask a guy like Luke Smith, who turns 10, 15 properties a week.
A day.
Right. Sometimes a day.
Yeah.
What his ROI is, and he's going to say, I don't care.
Yeah.
And that's really the right answer.
Exactly. He doesn't care. Yes.
People who ask about ROI have a lot of money in their pockets. I have $1,000, $100,000, and I want to make 10% return for consistently forever so I don't have to work anymore. And that's just, and that's fine. You can, that's a good question to ask in the beginning, but once you get into the thick of actually doing it, it's so much more than that that it just doesn't matter.
Right. Thank you, Jack.
Join us in another episode. I was thinking Jill was going to say something. I can see when she's got that fun, the wheels are turning in her head. She's getting ready to say something funny. Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information. That's me.
And inspiration. That's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to stay awake and buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
I promise you, our show tomorrow will not have to do with math. You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Nice work.
Thanks. No, it was funny. I was actually, I was remembering you had that chart for me that you made. You gave me an Excel file where I could plug in purchase price, sales price, and I could see the ROI. It just was just kind of for fun. So I could, you know, you made that. You remember what I'm talking about?
Yeah. You know what? I put that on the internet. And it was so popular that I it's permanently on the face of...
Where is it?
Landinvestors.com.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You can it's on the middle right side. So if you just go to the site, click on it, and then you can download it right in Excel on your own computer and plug in
I
your own numbers.
I didn't know that was there.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I love it. It's awesome.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land Show. We are the experts at acquiring property of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.